Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker about some resources that are available and some upcoming events in the month of August. The school year starts this month, and the Washington Public Library is gearing up for a busy fall. Can you share what's going on this August?
Yes, we have not as many activities for kids this month because summer reading is over.
And they're busy getting ready for school.
Yes, they are. They're in that preparation mode. We have a couple digital things that can kind of keep them going this August before school starts. We do have a database on our digital collection online called Tumble Books. This is a kindergarten through third grade interactive, and it's storybooks, videos, nonfiction books, and their National Geographic videos, which is really nice, and we know that they're authentic and reliable. And then it has highlighted text to help kids with reading. It also incorporates Spanish books, which is nice. And then we have puzzles and games that assist in their comprehension. So it's a really nice database. The school also has it, but we have it through our public library that we pay for, and I'd highly recommend it.
So can you only access that at the library?
No, actually you can access it from home. And so as long as you have a library card, you just type your library card in from home and you can access everything on there. If you need help with that, please call us.
So if you have a road trip, you might want to look some stuff up ahead of time.
Yes, it's good. The extra practice for fluency for fall is great. We also have our leveled readers in our children's section, and those are leveled K1, 2, 3. So that would be another good benefit for parents to come in and start picking some of those to practice their sight words and their fluency for that. So those are two things that I'd recommend for August. We do have quite a few adult events that Allie has started to put together. We still have our puzzle club every Monday from 11 to 1. And then we also have our coloring club that will be every Thursday from 11 to 1. And then we are continuing to have our Saturday serenade, so come and sign up if you'd like to play the piano on Saturday mornings. We also have a books and brown bags, so bring a brown bag lunch and listen to a story that's read by our librarian Mimi Jacoby. That will be on Tuesday, August 13th at noon. And that book that she's reading is called The Outermost House, and it's by Henry Beston. We also have another arts lecture, and that's by Kathleen Almeline, who's from here in Washington. That will be on Thursday, August 15th at 12:15 in the afternoon. She has been very active in the local art scene for many years, and she's worked with a variety of media. She's a retired art educator, and she is now a founding member of the Art Domestique on the Square. And then many of us have probably seen her work, and now we can hear her talk about her inspirations and techniques. The last thing that we have for adult reading is our A to Z Fiction Book Club. This book this month is called Everything is Illuminated. That will be on Tuesday, August 20th, and that will be at noon or 6 p.m. And it's a fiction book, not nonfiction this month. And kind of the summary of it, it follows a young writer as he travels to Eastern Europe on a quest to find Augustine, the woman who saved his grandfather from the Nazis, and discovers an unexpected past that will resonate far into the future. And there will be free interlibrary loan with that as well.
Great. So people can go get a copy.
Yes, definitely. Just give us a call.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker talking about some resources and databases that are available through the library, as well as some upcoming events. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.